from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Police seek out motive in Texas shooting.
The suspect we can confirm is Devin Patrick Kelly. He is 26-year-old white male.
Freeman Martin, a spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety, investigating the mass killing of 26 people and the wounding of 20 more in Sutherland Springs, just outside of San Antonio, Texas.
The cause and manner of the death in this, with the shooter, will be determined by a pathologist during the autopsy. However, investigators found evidence at the scene that indicates the subject may have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Authorities in Texas are still trying to figure out what motivated Devin Kelly to open fire on a Baptist church.
Because he's a coward. He's a coward. Why else would he go for the people in a church?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said it appears that there was a connection between Kelly and the church where his in-laws occasionally worshipped, although they were not in attendance on Sunday when Kelly fired on churchgoers with a weapon similar to an AR-15 assault rifle. According to Pentagon records, Kelly served in the U.S. Air Force from 2010 to 2014, but was court-martialed in 2012 for assaulting his wife and child and sentenced to 12 months imprisonment and then dishonorably discharged from the military. Witnesses say he first fired on people outside the small First Baptist Church, then inside where all but two of the victims were killed or wounded. As two residents of the Sutherland Springs gave chase at high speed, Devin Kelly placed one last heart-rending, disturbing phone call.
We know during that pursuit, the suspect used his cell phone to notify his father that he had been shot and didn't think he was going to make it.
This is VOA News. President Trump is in Japan on a two-week Asia visit. He's pushing aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke today alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis and defended his language on North Korea.
The era of strategic patience is over. Some people said that my rhetoric is very strong, but look what's happened with very weak rhetoric over the last 25 years. Look where we are right now.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and then the Philippines. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today that the Iran nuclear agreement was working and that the decision by U.S. President Donald Trump to decertify the agreement was made without any facts whatsoever and just pulled out of the sky.
The Iran nuclear agreement is working. It is doing precisely what it was set up to do. I've heard some people, including the President of the United States, say it's a violation, there's a violation of the spirit of the deal. Well, as one of the principal negotiators of that agreement, let me just say to you, there was no spirit of the deal. There is no spirit of the deal. The deal is contained within the four corners of the agreement itself, period.
Kerry told an audience at Chatham House in London that the decision to focus entirely on the nuclear issue and not problems such as Iran's missile program and interference in the region was deliberate and strategic. He said Trump's decision to decertify the deal was made based on no science, no fact, not any evidence whatsoever. Newly leaked documents show U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares significant business interests through a shipping venture in Russia with President Vladimir Putin's son-in-law and an oligarch subject to American sanctions. Now, Ross did not disclose the Russian business link when he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Commerce Secretary. He says he removes himself as Commerce Chief from matters related to transoceanic shipping and consults with the agency's ethics officials to ensure the highest ethical standards. Catalonia's ousted leader Carles Puigdemont and four former Catalonian cabinet ministers were freed late Sunday after surrendering in Belgium earlier in the day to face possible extradition to Spain for allegedly plotting a rebellion. The five had turned themselves in following Spain's issuance of a warrant for their arrests. And Mexican police have detained a polygamous cult leader, Orson William Black Jr., wanted in the United States on charges of pedophilia, a suspect in the murder of three U.S. citizens in Mexico. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.